And Ross, come here. Ross, don't go away.
Because, and I think we should get, make sure that it's correct.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We talked it over with Sam, we know what we think it is. We should make sure it's correct with the teacher.
Right.
And so that when he goes into an hour, he knows.
No TV, Ross.
Ross.
Turn it off.
When you go into 10 o'clock, what's supposed to take place during that hour or hour and a half. Exactly what the kid does during that short period of time.
Then you move right through it.
You can click it off.
No.
You can check it off.
Sometimes we have a meeting.
That's okay. Look.
I'm checking it off.
That's okay. Let me read the rules out of the way. Now look, I've got an idea how to solve the problem. And how to solve the problem. I've got an idea. If you know how much time you have, and this is an idea, Mom, he hasn't thought about it. Over here, Mom. Right here, on this bench. Up on the bench. Okay? Stand up on the bench. Now, when you get finished with your reading list, then you take a look and you say, what time is it? Okay?
I always look at the clock.
9:30, right? Then you subtract, you subtract 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, that's 2 hours, right? What? No, I know it's watching me do this, but what's it? 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, right? That's 2 hours. 9:30, 10:30, 1 hour, 10:30, 11:30. You say, I've got 2 hours, now how many sheets of paper do I have to get done? Okay? You think to yourself, before you start the whole thing, how much do I have to get done? Well, I've got two spelling pages and one scholastic news.
And two and about 1 day.
1 day. Okay, now how long is the video take for? Think to yourself.
About
15 minutes.
About
5 minutes to do it. Yeah. So do the easy, fast things first. Get them out of the way. Okay?
That's true.
What's the thing that takes the longest time?
Probably spelling.
Okay. Get out of the way, Scholastic News, out of the way, into your desk. Right? Move them off your desk. Into your desk.
It does.
Then you've got the tough stuff.
Get the easy stuff first. It'll
get the tough stuff out of the way. Then get the tough stuff, take a half an hour, 45 minutes for the tough stuff. And then take a little break and say, okay, now I'm ready for my independent work. See, how much time do I have for independent work? Maybe a half hour? Say, I've got to get 8 lines done today. Figure out how many lines to get. Okay.
Well, if I don't get Monday, because I have an excuse.
What's your excuse?
We have a review on lesson A.
Yeah.
And I have to write, it's a review of all the spelling tests and we have ever done up to lesson 8.
Uh-huh.
And it's like about 20 words or something.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole class?
Twice.
Okay, so that's going to take out some special time.
That's going to take a lot of time.
With the class?
About an hour or so.
With the class?
The whole class has to
The whole class has to do it together.
By themselves.
Well, can you do it fast by yourself?
I don't know.
Why not? Will she let you?
You have to do each word 10 times.
Okay.
Will she let you do it fast by yourself?
Everybody has to go fast and by themselves.
Fine.
But
and then when you're finished, when you're finished with that spelling stuff, can you start on independent work?
Unless there's a dinner or something.
Then why don't you just move on? His spelling is fine. I think he's trying to practice this spelling for too long on Monday morning. That's what his problem. That's why he gets a 0 on
Monday. Monday.
No, every Monday.
Only this Monday. You see, it'll be a lot of. It'll take about a half an hour and 15 minutes or something.
Okay, 45 minutes, maybe?
No, like a little long.
45 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, 60 minutes in an hour. Yeah. Okay, well, I understand the problem, but I just think that we're going to write a big sheet and we're going to put it on the refrigerator. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, and you're going to come home every day. You're going to write up on there how many independent work lines you got done. Okay? And if it's 0, then you're going to write the reason, what your excuse is. Okay? And if it's a lot, then you'll get a reward. Okay?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your allowance? Get it, or do you think you should get your allowance or not? Have you been good? Do you think that you did it? How about a compromise? Half of the allowance.
But that would go straight from my room, huh?
Well,
I think I send stuff to buy a present for Joe for Christmas.
You promised to save your allowance.
I am.
You also promised to work a lot harder? And every day when you come home, you'll try? Every day when you come home, you'll write out how many? You will? And use your time wisely. You know about using your time wisely? Checking the time, seeing how much time you spend.
And 3
times is 30.
So
30 plus 70. So it's the same deal for now. As long as
she knows how to send
the person. I'll show you.
We always want to know how you do it.
But I'll write them down.
But we'll check to make sure you wrote what you wrote and what she said are the same.
You mean I write down?
No, you might just make a mistake. You would never lie.
Alright, those days are up the window.
No, we're not worried about your lying. We know you'll make a few mistakes.
Mark's lying.
No. I'll straighten it. Okay, you want to watch your program?
Yeah, Knight Rider.
Okay, go ahead.
November 8th, and the preceding discussion was of Ross's problems with independent study at Eastmont. And we're trying to figure out how we can get more lines of independent study done during the morning session. And we're negotiating whether we should take his allowance away or whether we should find some other way of enforcing the independent study thing. What we're trying to do is put something on the board. We're going to put on the refrigerator some kind of document that says how much he's done on a given day.
Hey boys.
What?
How'd you like to go to sleep and splash?
Splash and splash. No sleep.
Sleep and splash.
No sleep. How'd you like to go to splash? Splash and run.
What's that?
You know Indian guides?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go?
I thought you used to be sleeping.
Well, they're not doing sleeping.
You mean you're just going to be running?
Where are you?
Does it have a gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those gyms.
When would you like to go?
Anytime they're going.
How about tonight?
Where's the queen? Are they going tonight?
That's the prize. That's my surprise for you.
Whoa! Right
now!
But that means the next picture is fine.
What time are they on?
9.
Ooh. Well, we could leave.
It's okay. We can always do it, though. You mean this stay with us?
Yeah, we can always.
You mean now, today? Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot.
We have to come here.
Finish your tea. Not going yet until you finish your tea, Ross.
Let me do it, Mark. It's my tea.
Ross, come and finish your tea. You'll get ready after tea.
Would you? Did you have to do this?
I do.
I do something. You'll get ready after tea.
Don't spill it like
Mark,
that.
Mark, calm down, you guys. Mark! What are you doing, Mark? Mark, you're too excited. Don't bump your tea. Come on, don't get so excited.
Mark, come here.
Mark. Oh, calm down. Mark, you're going to bump your tea. Calm down, Mark.
Have to.
No, calm down. Everybody calm down.
Will you please pass out?
Calm down.
Sorry.
Calm down, Mark.
Mark, tea.
Calm down, or you can't go to sleep and splash.
Well, no, splash and
well, it's sleep and splash, but for us, we're not going to do the sleep. We're just going to do the splash, okay? We're not going to sleep overnight.
You're going to swim and
because last
and
time we slept
around.
Overnight, that little kid vomited and Daddy didn't like it.
What little kid?
Well, you weren't asleep. You were awake. The little kid that was next to me kept on vomiting.
Oh, God.
It was pretty disgusting. He vomited over on my mattress. Daddy was not up for that, I'll tell you.
Well, maybe
it'll be splash and we'll stay maybe for one movie, okay?
Okay.
And then we come home. We'll stay for the good part.
We don't even need to see the movie.
Okay, just for the splash and the play around and see the kids and then come home, okay?
But can we only stay over one time?
Yeah, just tonight, not overnight.
Goodies.
You took your socks off. You know, I made you put socks on and everything, Mark.
Yes. You okay? Mark, you said yes.
An elephant.
Cats do not hop and elephants
An
do.
Elephant.
An elephant doesn't hop.
An elephant. Oh. Come on.
A kangaroo. Come on, a kangaroo.
Well, now wait a second, Mark. What kind of animals do not like fish? You said that you were a rabbit, and then we found out that rabbits like fish. So are you a rabbit still?
No.
Okay, so what kind of animals like fish?
Brian.
Guess
what a Joey is.
So are you an elephant?
No.
Guess what a
Joey is.
What is a
Joey? Okay, I'm a fish. Well, I know what a
Joey is. No, I'm a cat.
Baby kangaroo.
No, I'm not a cat.
That's right. It's
I'm a baby kangaroo. Mm-hmm.
It is?
I'm not Joey. Mm-hmm. Mark, did you know a Joey is a baby kangaroo?
Why?
That's what they say in Australia for a kangaroo. A baby kangaroo is a Joey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a Joey. Kangaroo. Mm-hmm. I'm a kangaroo.
Do you know what a mark is?
What?
It's a thing you make on paper. Make a little mark.
Dad.
Make a little mark.
Dad.
Don't make any marks on it.
You
know what spike is?
Mark.
Know what spike is?
Mm-hmm. Spike.
What are you, giant railroad?
Right, golden spike. Big thing, a railroad spike.
Right. So baby can you look at it? You have the
and spike bands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why don't we get caught?
Wow. That's what they call me at school. Spike.
You?
Hello?
Really?
No.
I believe it.
I don't believe it.
Because you've never been to London.
You've never been to Lincoln. You don't know. Mark, you've done this already once today. Don't do it again.
It's hot.
Okay, then wait a second. You tear it while you're waiting.
How about you, rabbit?
Bunny rabbit.
Unless you're eating the carrot.
No,
I'm a
cat.
Mom,
can I have those
little
cookie things?
Can I have those little cookie things?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a dog.
That's good, pumpkin pie.
No,
pumpkin pie is what we eat.
No, thanks.
You gotta be joking.
I'm too stuffed.
But you're not too stuffed for cookies.
Yeah, that's because they're little.
Here, I'll give you a real little, I'll give you a real thin piece of pie, okay? Super thin? Is that too big?
Way.
Half that size?
Much
littler. Much littler.
Oh, Ross, this is another.
Much littler.
Okay. I would like it. I would like it if it was the
You want a big one, Ron? Joey?
Yeah.
A whole big one like that?
No, bigger one.
Bigger? Well, you finish that, you can have that. Mm-hmm. Ross gets an itty bitty baby piece.
Okay, that's all. That's
Okay, that's
not
much.
Too much.
Well, that's a baby piece. Look at that baby piece. Look at compared to Joey's.
Too much. Ross will suffer. Man, mine is 2 pieces.
Yeah.
I hate it when it's split.
I think we should put this off, okay? I don't know. I don't know which one. Okay, so I'm happy to eat this one.
Want to have a tea?
Yeah, sure. Ross finished his pumpkin pie, Mom.
Good boy. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Wow.
Mark, you want a piece too?
No.
You should have a little bit, Mark. I'll give you a little bitty bit, okay? Just like Ross.
Then get all the skin off.
I'll take all the nasty skin off.
You even the bread.
I'll take this part off, the horrible part.
No! The white stuff, too.
Joey told him that that's the best part.
That's the best part. Middle's the best part.
Hmm?
Middle's the best
part. Okay. Good job, Mark. You finished all his fish, Mom.
Wow.
Good little cat.
I'd rather have
carrot.
Cats eat fish too.
And bunnies eat pumpkins.
And cats eat fish. Cats eat fish too.
Mm-hmm. I love fish. Cats love fish. Did you know that, Mark?
Yeah, I know that.
Joey, did they really call you Spike at school? Yeah. When did you start telling them to call you that?
Huh?
When did they start doing that?
Second grade.
In second grade? Really? Wow.
Ricky, what grade is Watson? So five.
You're in 1, 2, 3, right?
Mm-hmm. And I want a piece of cake.
You want another piece? That's fine. Okay.
That's my plate. Joey, can you believe...
Joey's a growing boy.
That is still five. I'm still five. What? I am still five.
Would you believe that Marty is still five?
No.
But soon he's going to be six. Are you going to come to his party? You think so?
I already wrote the list on him.
You wrote the list already?
And I even wrote his name on it.
Good. But we don't know if he can come until we ask his grandma.
I know, but I still write it there. Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Okay.
You know that the train changes into different animals?
Yeah.
He's not mine anymore. I caught him.
Oh, you mean like a manimal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How come they caught him off?
I don't know. I thought he was pretty good.
I know.
Why'd they get rid of manimal, Mom?
Huh?
Did you ever find out why they got rid of manimal?
Probably
because
the kids.
Right. What did you say? What did she say?
Probably because people like him too much.
I like him.
Yeah, I know.
I like it. People like him a lot.
Okay, one big bite.
No. Okay.
Mark, don't be a grumper, grumper. Eat the center.
Everybody
no.
Really?
No, the top.
Bye. Eat the yummy part. The yummy part.
No.
He's downstairs. Trying to catch up with you on the on that machine.
Whisper was alive.
But I just wish he was yours.
If he were yours, he'd be. What about poor?
Yeah, because I saw a comic, and the comic, John was talking to him about how he makes a lovely fireball.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Hey, where are all my bow ties?" And he says, and then Garfield says, "They make lovely fires."
Yeah, it was really horrible, wasn't it? How did you like to have it? Somebody who threw in all your, you know, your best clothes,
mm-hmm.
like your socks, Mark's socks, or your He-Man shirts. Boy.
Oh, your underpants.
That's my rally bag. We need it.
Or your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of your
clothes. But you have to admit, bow ties would make lovely
then
you flowers.
Would be all dangerous.
The fire would turn a color, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fire never does. That's a good color on it.
Okay, so we don't have to leave for church for another half hour.
Good. We may be on time. I have to get a chair.
I want some more.
Why are
you
going?
Yeah, you could be
going. I want
going.
Some more pancakes.
If you're not too bad.
Good.
Okay.
Mom, you said that if I felt... just as good as I did yesterday, I can go.
Don't break your promise, Mom.
I said if you keep this up.
Well, how does he feel?
Great.
There's a big difference there.
Well,
please pass.
Keeping something up shows
progress. If you take a little nap right now.
Please pass the penny.
Well, I'll give him an
Tylenol. Okay. I want some orange juice.
Take as many pancakes as you want, boys.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they good?
Yeah, I'm going to swap my last one.
No, no, you finish that. Go. You have to finish what you take. That's the rule.
I want milk.
What's the nice word, Mark?
Please.
Very good. I thought you'd forgotten that word.
Yeah.
You learned it when you were 3 years old. You learned please.
Yeah. Right.
It's a shame to see you forget it.
Children of three have very beautiful manners.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Oh, they turn to the dark side, Mom.
I mean, is it because they learn more words, or?
No, I think it has to do with the emperor.
Oh.
What he does to their planet. The bad things he does to their planet. But there is hope.
Huh?
Because there is hope because one of them is born a Jedi. You guys know there's supposed to be some more Star Wars movies coming out.
Uh-huh.
I know.
When do you think he'll come?
About this summer.
This winter.
This winter? I think he'll be in the summer. They always bring him out in the summer, right?
Yeah,
this
winter.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think
this one might come out early.
This one could come out any time it wanted to.
Yeah.
And it would get top billing. I think it would be kinder of if it would
not come out this summer.
Not come out when all the other guys are competing.
Yeah.
You know, if it came out this spring.
Yeah.
Well, that would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, you want more? No.
No.
Ross, do you want more?
No, I'm stuffed.
Mark, do you want more?
No.
I don't think he does.
I think the chocolate chickens are also good.
Yeah, I bet Dad thinks so too.
Mm-hmm. I can move out, too.
Yeah, but did you put syrup on your...
They're good with butter.
I wouldn't dream of doing that.
They're good with butter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the chocolate ones, Joey?
Huh?
What do you think of the chocolate chip ones? What do you think of the chocolate chip pan?
You like it with or without?
Look. Do you like it better with them or better without?
Better chippers or better...
Oh, Mark, what happened? Did you dump your milk all over your hair?
No.
Washed his hair. Oh, my.
You look slick.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. You want comb? Want comb?
Uh-uh. Okay. Looks like he did.
That's a good one.
What?
You look good this morning.
You should comb if you
want. You should brush a little bit. Who wants more on this?
Hey, milk. You should be freezing.
How come you put water on your head? How come you put water on your head, Mark? Get your hair down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You put too much.
Oh, well, when he combs, it'll look just right.
I just push my hair back.
This is,
yeah.
Right?
That's
why I like
to
do
it.
Don't put it in water.
Let's go play.
You want one more pancake?
Oh, I'm going to play this back. Because Joey and I had